Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I did something online, but it said like a 7-day free subscription, and then you charge my card immediately $49. I want that charge reversed. I've never used your service. I didn't even understand what I was signing up for. And I already canceled it with the agent. Your agents are rude. I want nothing to do with your business, and I want this handled. It was like through some third party thing, and it's completely deceiving on what I signed up for.
Let me see. I'm going to verify your shipping address for me.
1750 West Boston Street, apartment 1119, Chandler, Arizona, 85286. Oh, 85224 is the zip code. I'm sorry, apartment 1119. Sorry, the other zip code is my old zip code.
What do you see here? This is for the contest entry.
This is for the what?
Contest entry.
I didn't even know what I was signing for. It looked like I was going to get a Dyson for a special prize through a USPS. And it said, just enter the credit card for shipping. And then next thing I know, this popped up and it charged my card. I never logged in. I never used your service. I don't want your service. To me, that's dishonest. That's not what I want. I already canceled the credit card. I canceled the subscription. I want a refund.
All right. What's this?
Because I'm not paying for a service I'm never going to use in a company that's dishonest. And I'm angry now because I just spent 20 minutes arguing with your agent, who was extremely rude.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, ma'am. Once it's been already ordered and agreed to, we can just cancel the account so you don't get any further charges. And that's what the previous agent did.
I'm not using that service. I never will use that service. It was dishonest. It was misleading what it was. It said free for 7 days or something like that, and then just clicked over and charged my credit card. I don't want this. And I'm going to file a dispute with my credit card company and the Better Business Bureau if you don't take care of this. I called you immediately. I never used it. I'm not being dishonest. I want that refunded back to my card.
We do put that information there. So we do put that information there. Provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am.
What?
Provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am.
Yep.
All right, ma'am, we'll issue the refund for you. It'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You'll get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know your account's been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, when will I get the email?
It should be with you momentarily, ma'am.
Okay, can you send it now while we're on the phone so I have some kind of verification?
Yes, ma'am, it's been sent. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Let me check my email. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
I'm hitting refresh. I apologize. I've got nothing yet.
Check your spam.
What's the name
also
of the company it'll show from?
I wouldn't know. We're third party, so I wouldn't know what it would show up as. Check your spam and junk folder also.
Yeah, let me go in there right now. E-sign ready February, bit by customer, so refunded order. Is the order, the refund order number 920-431-064?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, I have it. And I appreciate you doing that. There's no reason I should have to ask for supervisor.
Okay, no problem. Would there be anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.